Hi and welcome to the Akunua podcast today, everybody. We're here with Dr. Orla Abbas, and she's a consultant in the NHS, and she is talking about travelling online businesses, online travel businesses, and growing up in a war zone. I am so intrigued. I can't wait. How are you doing, Dr. Orla Abbas?
I'm very well. Thank you, Marie. Thank you for having me on your show. It's an absolute delight.
It's an absolute pleasure. I'm just going to jump straight in. Do you want to just kind of give us an overview of like who you are and where you've come from? Because there's so much there for us to talk about.
Absolutely. It would be a pleasure. So I am from Iraq in origin. So I have grown up through the 80s war, the 90s war, left my country because of the 2003 war. And although a lot of people might see have seen that as a setback, but it was something that at that time I didn't know, but now in retrospect, I can see it. It has rocketed me to where I am at the moment. I lived for a couple of years in Dubai with my family. I started to kind of like get my medical degree going. Sorry, I've already graduated medicine in Iraq, but then I started to get my postgraduate training going. Went to Lebanon, which again at that time was another war zone. Lived there for about 3 years, and then I managed to get all my qualification certifications in the right order, came to the UK and settled in Manchester and made that home. In the last 3 years, so after 18 years from studying medicine to qualifying as a consultant, in 2009, I've taken up a consultant post in the NHS in critical care and acute medicine as well. And just last year, I decided to embark on starting a travel business to heal burnt out souls. So that's me in a nutshell.
Wow. So where do we start? How do you kind of, so you've obviously done amazingly well for yourself. So you've obviously got a lot of mental resilience, a lot of ambition and a lot of kind of inner power. How have you managed to kind of, you've moved a lot, you've been through an awful lot. How have you managed to come through that and keep on powering through it and maintain the ambition and self-confidence and that type of thing?
So when something happens, you can always think about it in two ways. And this is a very famous quote for Tony Robbins. And I suppose for the longest part of my life, I was doing it without actually realizing that I was doing that. And it's when you look at something and you can go, either this is something that is happening to me or something that's happening for me. If something is meant to be in your life, then it's meant to be in your life and you can't change that. But if something is not meant to be, then again, you can't change that either. And you can sit there and dwell on the fact that you have lost something, and I have lost a lot of dear things, whether it's home, family members, the place that I grew up, people around me, everything that I knew at that time. I could have sat and dwelled on it and not gotten anywhere in my life, or I could have gone, well, yeah, this means that I just need to be somewhere else in my life and I need to find my next chapter and I need to fold the page and use what I have learned there to fuel me in this new page, because we don't, our experiences never die at some point when a certain thing finishes. We carry those experiences and it's our choice to use them to fuel the future.
Was there anything in particular that kind of happened through your journey that you kind of thought was a real pivotal moment?
Quite a few. Do you mean in terms of like deciding my career or deciding what I'm doing at the moment, or changed me as a person?
Kind of changed you and fueled you in a certain direction, and it kind of gave you a bit of a, oh, that's something that's really powerful.
I suppose it was the day that I had to leave my home country. I remember it very vividly. I remember university back at that day when I was studying would finish at around 2 o'clock and it would be 20 minutes to get home. And I got home and it was me, my mum at that time, and my younger brother living in the house, because my dad and my older brother had already had to leave the country because of all of the unrest that was there. And I remember till this day how I opened the front door and how I walked in and my mum was packing our bag and she was like, we're leaving. We can't stay anymore. And I remember the car that we got in, the taxi that took us to travel. And I remember the driver, and I can remember it very, very vividly of that, what happened. And I knew that my life is not going to be the same. but I also knew that it's up to me to make it work what I want it to be. And that was a very much a shift in my head. And I know now, whatever happens, I am going to be okay. I can leave the house with nothing and I can still make something out of it. And I think that experience, because when we left with two bags of clothes and it was the three of us and we never went back. So if we made it through that, we can make it through anything.
That's a really powerful thing to be able to say. Even if I end up with absolutely nothing, I know that I can make something again and I can rebuild, and it's never gonna kill me. It's never gonna, you know, stop me. That's such an amazing mindset to have. Even though it's come from one of, you know, really bad experience, it's such an amazing way to be able to think.
Yeah, and it's something that has fueled me through other experiences that I've had in life and things, because obviously it's not going to be all smooth sailing in life. Nobody has it all handed to them. And especially if you want to achieve good things that last, because whatever is worth having is not easy to come by. And when I immigrated here to the UK, I came on my own. I don't have any family here. So trying to restart your life at age, what was it? Probably 27 or 28. No friends, no connections, new job, new country. I did speak English at that time, but because of the Mancunian accent, it took me about a couple of months to even understand the most basic of sentences. It was just very different. And it was, yeah, it was a bit difficult experience, but I just kept on powering through, because I know that if you just wait long enough in something, the results will come. The results will come. If you put in the hard work every day, the results will come, definitely.
27, 28 and starting a brand new life like that. That's amazing.
And I started all over again last year with a business.
Really? You did. So we're coming to that. I wanted to ask you first, what kind of made you decide to be a consultant in the kind of medical field? What pushed you in that direction?
Well, I went into medicine because back home, if you have certain grades, if you're, I have a family of academics, and the vibe was that you go into medicine. That was basically the vibe, and I just went with it and I became a doctor. So 6 years of education, you become a doctor over there. And then it was like one thing that propelled the other. Trained in a few things here and there, and didn't quite like them, didn't quite like surgery, didn't like the other. Settled in medicine, and then from there I love critical care because it's just very adrenaline based speciality, very much a high rush procedure based, lots of interaction with people, and I ended up settling in it and becoming a consultant.
And that in itself is a journey of mental resilience, to be able to deal with that kind of thing in a career and also to do the training required to get there, because that's a long lot of training there.
Yeah, and the COVID pandemic doesn't really make it easy, because once we've hit I've hit the pandemic very early in my consultant career. I literally was about 8 months in my consultant job. So I trained for 10 years postgraduate to become a consultant. And then after 8 months, the pandemic started. And you know, when you just starting to kind of like make sense of things and make sense of your new role and, you know, visiting the hierarchy of it all and everything. And your feathers are just like, you're all ruffled feathers, actually. They're not even settled yet. And then a global pandemic hits and then everybody just looks at you like you're going to save the day. And I was like, I can save the day, but yeah, let's just take this easy.
You just started and it flips on its head for you.
Yes, absolutely. But I wouldn't have been able to do it without the team that I work with. They're absolutely fantastic. And again, part of the resilience that I have is them and my family as well. So yeah, we definitely all need things to bounce off. And that was a very interesting turn in my consultant career.
You're listening to the Kurunua podcast. If you want to ask a question to our experts, just go to kurunuacoaching.com and you will find the link to the podcast where you can leave us a voice message or send us an email and we will ask your question direct to the expert. That's kurunuacoaching.com.
Kuinua Coaching is set up to offer mentoring, coaching and courses in leadership, negotiation and soft skills. If you're interested in finding out more about what Kuinua Coaching has to offer you, you can get in touch via Facebook, Instagram, you can type Kuinua into Google, you can email us on kuinuacoaching@gmail.com or go to our website at kuinuacoaching.com. That's kuinuacoaching.com.
So let's go from there to now. And what kind of propelled you into online travel business and dealing with burnt out professionals? Where's all that come from?
So I'm someone that absolutely loves to travel. And I've loved to travel since I was very young. And my mother loves to travel as well. And I think I've got that from her. But for the longest period of time, I couldn't travel because of visa issues and restrictions and things like that. So at the end of my medical training, which was about 10 years after the graduation, I was reaching a level where I was getting really tired. I was getting burnt out. I've had a lot happen in my life, and it's been one thing after another, a war after a war after a war, moving about five countries and then settling in the UK and then blasting through the training and doing three or four exams. I don't know. I lost track now of how many exams we need to do to qualify. And then I just got to a point where I was like at the end of my tether. I was pretty much at the end of my tether, but it timed nicely for me with the end of my training. So I knew I wanted to stay in my job. I knew I wanted to work with the people that I work with, but I was like, I'll take the job, but I need a break. I just need a break. And I was like trying to find an answer of what is it, this thing that is going to make me go again? What is this that I need to fuel my engine with? And I didn't know whether it's going to be a new hobby. Is it going to be baking? Is it going to be, I don't know what it was. And I decided to go traveling. So I was pretty lucky that that happened in 2019 when we still could travel. And I traveled for 5 months, Marie. And I went to, in 2019, I managed to visit 18 countries, which was absolutely phenomenal. With several cities in those countries as well. So I don't know, maybe 35 cities, I just lost count. And it was an absolutely phenomenal experience. I'm eternally grateful for the time that I had to be able to travel. And I was traveling, searching for that answer of what is it? Because this can't be just it. I can't just be a consultant and stop here. There has to be more. And I'm tired of all of this and I need an answer. And my answer was travel. So I came back and I had decided, it was like the idea was formed in my head. I decided that I'm going to start a travel business so I can help other people see what I saw and I can help other people get that mindset and broaden their horizon in a way so that they can find their answers that they need in their own life. And there was a few kind of like at the beginning, a bit of, you know, you test out your ideas and you do your research and you see what's going to work and not. And then I just came across someone on Facebook that is doing what I'm doing at the moment in travel. And she was like, why don't you try this? So I was like, okay, great, let's go for it. And I just started it and it propelled from me being a travel agent that books travel for other people and helps them explore more and experience more, to someone now that helps other people set up their own travel businesses. So not only can they travel, but also they can have a source of income.
Wow. So how do you kind of balance that alongside being a consultant?
Yeah, I get that question a lot. So I would say I've turned into a time management freak. So it's all about managing your time at the end of the day. So what I do in my business is very flexible. And the reason that I run it online is to keep it flexible. So I don't have a physical office. And today I'm in Northumberland. I'm having a little staycation. But also I ran my business for a couple of hours earlier before I got onto this call. So that's the beauty of it. So even if I know, even if every day I put in half an hour into my business is still viable and it's still growing. So on the days that I'm off from work, on the days that I have half a day, I might put in a little bit more energy into it. And on the days that I'm working, then I'm working and I'm not reachable. And the people that work with me know that because I'm doing another job. And that's another beauty of an online business and the way that I work with other people, the people that I work with, they're also professionals themselves. And they have jobs or they're full-time moms or, you know, something like that. They've got something else in their life and this can just sit very nicely alongside whatever they do.
So how does it work? Is it like a traditional travel agency or is it more kind of bespoke towards people that are kind of wanting to change their mindset or find something new and then you can kind of advise them on where to go? Do you kind of book the travel or do they book it? How does it all work?
So it can work in several ways. Some people tell me that they are very happy booking their own travels and I'll be like, okay, that's great. I can give you some advice, some tips, some insights. Here is my booking website. Go and book your own travel based on that. And they can do that and that would generate an income, obviously. The prices always are price parity. So customers will get the same prices from my booking site as if they were going to go to any other website. Or sometimes people come to me and they go, we want this experience, but we don't know where it is in the world or how we can get it on this budget. So what would you advise us? So in that case, I will just have like a consultation with them and then I'll go like, this is what I recommend and I'll prepare something for them to have a look at and then I can book it for them and they go on to their holiday.
Well, so, I mean, there's so many things that pop into my head. Is there like regulation? Do you have to be ABT certified? Like, do you have to feed into, how do you even like administratively set that up?
So I'm affiliated with a company that takes all of that headache out of it.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yes. And again, it adds to the beauty of it in terms of doing it alongside a full-time job. So the company would manage the website. It would manage, they have a customer service that is running. So if I have any kind of issues, etc., they can help me with that. They are APTA licensed, APTA bonded. So all of the holidays that I book are always provided with protections. Any flights that I would book, again, have the ATOL certification. So all of that, again, is all sorted out. So yes, in terms of starting up and the people that start up with me in terms of setting up their travel businesses, we would have to go through training. So there is a mandatory regulatory data protection training that the UK travel agents have to go through. So we know how to manage the customer data. We know about the protections, managing complaints, etc., and all of the things that can arise in a business. So if you are someone that is completely brand new to the travel world and you have absolutely no idea other than, you know, you need to grab a beach towel to go to the beach, then you can still then you can still work this out because it comes with a handful of training on how to set you up on the right way and in the right track. And if you want to grow this into like an international franchise, you can. So at the moment, I work with business partners in the UK and also in the USA. So that's kind of across two countries. Or if you want it to niche into something specific like wedding and honeymoons or luxury holidays, you can do that and you can learn about that specific product and niche in it. Or if you just want to have it as like your own personal booking engine, you can do that as well.
Wow. So you can take this from being either kind of a side thing to a full-time business if you wanted.
Yeah. And we've got several people that work this as a full-time business. Yeah.
It must actually be really satisfying to be able to help people book things that are actually going to, you know, fulfill them and give them a different perspective on life and kind of refresh them as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's the experience is transformed then. And it's so, so nice to hear when, you know, someone goes on a trip or someone starts a business and they start having that income, especially after the year that we've had and with so many people losing their jobs. And then they find something that they're passionate about and they start making money from it. Or they have this amazing trip and they come back and they say, thank you so much for, you know, showing this to us or how it works. And it just warms up your heart that you made that difference to someone.
What do you think the future holds for you then? Do you think you might move into this a bit more or do you think you're just going to keep doing the two things parallel? What do you think you might do with it all?
I think the future holds great things. I'm very optimistic. If we've got this far, we're going to go further. I have a personal goal of helping 10,000 people to start their travel businesses and see more of the world and create an income. So yeah, I'm really passionate about that. And I think I can achieve, I definitely can achieve it. Yes. So I think the future definitely holds great things. In terms of whether I would carry on doing both things, I think that's a question for the future to unfold. I would very much so like to carry on with my critical care job at the moment, at least throughout the pandemic. The patients need me more than anyone else needs me. But we'll see. We'll see how things evolve. And you never know. You might interview me again and we'll see about that.
Well, you're always welcome back. And to be perfectly honest, I mean, if what you've been through is any, you know, metric, I think you could end up doing all kinds of things in the next 5 to 10 years. I'll probably come back and interview you and you'll be ruler of the universe or something. Be in space.
We might have started a business on Mars. You never know.
Oh, it's been absolutely fantastic having you on the podcast today. Do you want to give everybody an indication of where they can find you and if they want to get involved in setting up a business, where they can come and find more about that?
So the best way to find me is on my website. It's elevatewithola.com. And you can find my contact info there, my social media links there. Drop me a message, an email, anything of that sort. But the website is the best place to find me.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thanks so much for being a guest on today. It's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you.
Thank you very much for having me. That's lovely. Thank you.
You've been watching on YouTube or listening on an audio platform to the Kunua podcast. If you like what you're hearing, then don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any amazing content. And don't forget to leave us a review. Kunua Coaching.